Today, my dear friends, I'd like to discuss one more topic, which is especially important nowadays.
We
already spoke quite a lot about the fact that there is a very serious ongoing campaign, I can find no other word for it, agitation, propaganda of one God in all religions. Meanwhile, Jesus Christ goes out of popularity more and more. You can come across him or even his name more and more seldom. This tendency attracts a lot of attention indeed. One God, this means that all the religions in their essence are the same, because all worship the same God. Someone is more or less mistaken, but we all look up to one single God. We spoke on it. So I'm reminding you, as they say, repetitio est mater studiorum. So the more I repeat it, the better we remember it. So now, here is an epoch. Which epoch? Of this idea, of this propaganda of one God.
And
if there is one God in all religions, it means that all the dogmas, unique dogmas and teachings of every single religion do not matter, and especially Christianity. First of all, Christianity,
no
dogmas. This is just a vain conversation. These are just minor theological issues. Let's leave that all alone. If he is God, a human being, a great man, maybe he is Krishna, etc. Let's leave it alone. Many people have false opinions, but we all look up to one single God. What is it? We spoke already about it. In every religion, God is that ideal, primary image,
по которому мы должны устраивать всю свою нравственную и духовную жизнь.
Should be oriented. So our spiritual life corresponds to our God. You remember, in ancient Greece, there was Dionysus God, and he liked those people more who drank more alcohol. Can you imagine that? Yes, indeed, it turns out every religion has its own image of God. And this religion follows this image. This image is its God. So all the life should be lived according to this primary image of every single believer. So this question is of the utmost importance. What image is it? A false ideal, and that's it. It means a false life. You can imagine an architect. Everybody is trying to build something like a castle. Someone can do it correctly, and someone can make major mistakes, which will lead to death of many people. We had this case here, that ceiling fell down. Thank God it wasn't in such a gathering as ours. The ceiling fell down. It means death. So yes, we are all trying to do our best. We are all architects. Your best. What is your best? And there are different options. One house is based on stone and and after is based on the ground. Do you remember the parable from Gospel? But everything will be tried out.
So, I'd
like to say
that the question of
what is the true primary image of God
is
now
of the utmost
importance to many people.
This is the question of life and death
for a person who is looking for the truth. I don't want to speak about the dead people. I can repeat after Christ, let's let the dead bury their dead. They don't care at all.
What truth
are you talking about? What sense of life are you talking about? They are dead.
They are
not interested in any of it.
No,
I'm not talking about these people. I'm talking about people who are looking for the truth. Where is it? There are many religions. What is the true religion? You say every religion has its own primary image, and this image is its God. And what image is the true one? Where is it?
This is
the question that can be put otherwise. What religion is true?
If
the image is true, it means that the religion is true. It is the true faith. I can't help repeating myself, I'm sorry. But now, when there is physical persecution of Christians
in Europe
and the United States of America, which we can only compare to the persecution of the first centuries.
Now
there are terrible things happening and crimes. What is being done?
There is
an open fight against Christianity, but nominally it is freedom. Do you remember in France this pathetic Charlie? There is nothing holy for it.
So, today I'd like
to speak about it, my dear friends. So the question is as follows. Every religion should have its arguments in favor of it being true. Because I can just believe, as it often happens, I can believe just in any sculpture or anything. I can say, this is my God. Why? Because I want so.
As Romans said, sic
volo, sic ubo, I claim what I want to. As simple as that.
Well,
anything is possible for a fool.
Мы должны о чем сказать? Аргументы.
We should provide arguments.
Я не знаю, вы проходили историю религии.
So in the history of religions,
you
might have touched this question, but I'm not sure.
Мы должны задать because this is
the number one question to every religion.
Why do you claim that your religion is true? Истинный. Это же главнейший вопрос.
It is the number one question, isn't it?
Ну, а как же?
Of course.
Почему?
Why?
Мало ли во что можно верить.
You can believe in anything.
Да может быть это выдумка и все.
Maybe it was just made up.
Басня.
Just a parable from times immemorial.
Почему?
Why?
Какие аргументы?
What are the arguments in favor of it?
Очень любопытный
it's
факт.
It's a very curious fact that
вы, наверное, и не
you will hardly
даже.
Come across.
В приложении к нехристианским религиям постановку такого вопроса.
Talk about non-Christian religions.
Там просто утверждение.
They just claim, and that's it.
Просто утверждение.
Just claim.
Будде, Гаутами.
Будда, Гаутама.
Гаутама стал озаренным.
He became enlightened.
Что это такое?
What is it?
Все.
And that's
Он стал
it.
Буддой.
He became a Buddha.
Он проповедует истину.
He's preaching the truth.
Освобождение. revelation, there are four main truths. Why are they truths? What are they based on? What are the arguments in favor of them? So this should be answered. And the other religions, I don't want to go into detail. So today I'd like to speak about the arguments of Christianity. And you are the first ones who should be able to speak of it. So if you have no arguments, you will be told, who are you? Why do you believe in Christ? Why? Just why? It was just made up, and that's it. And you happen to be unwise enough to believe in it. Or as you pagans that is developing right now, they say it's just a Jewish religion, and Jews made it up on purpose in order to enslave us with their preaching of humility, and we are not such a people.
So I'd like to offer you a few arguments, which I hope
will come in handy to you. So you will have to speak on this topic in the same way I'm doing right now. And you will have to provide arguments. And the first argument of Christianity being a true religion is as follows. So Christianity wasn't made up. It is God's revelation. These are strong words. Can you imagine? Someone skeptical would smile at me right now. Well, as the French say, he who laughs the last laughs the best. So let's talk about it. So the first argument, I called it the historical argument. It is very simple, but at the same time, as it seems to me, it speaks of many things. So the bottom line is as follows. If we remember how Christianity appeared in the first place and how it was gradually spreading from then on, unwillingly we will stop facing a great question. Everybody who read Gospel remembers the attitude to Jesus Christ, this righteous Jewish man. What was the attitude to Jesus Christ from all the elite, from all the religious elite of the time? The first clergyman, the head of the clergy, all the clergy, Pharisees, but you'll have to interpret this word, because the word Pharisee now means a hypocrite. But at the time it didn't mean it. A Pharisee was a person who vowed to stick to the God's law so very thoroughly, the same as monks do today. The only difference is that Pharisees could get married, but everything else remains the same. They had to abide by the law, to comply with the law. So theologians who knew the law of Moses very well, and people who knew Holy Scripture and knew how it is understood by the best teachers of the time, almost all of them were against Christ. There were some of them who were reasonable. You remember Nicodemus, who came at night, and Joseph, and perhaps some other, but the majority, this elite, was against Christ. Why? So he was a Jewish man. Why? You should know why. Their pride and conceit. who we are and who he is. He didn't study. He didn't study. Not just not a priest, but not even a Levit. He's nobody. He's just a regular man. And he's teaching people. So he's seducing people.
Это нужно знать.
You should know this. Pride.
Зависть страшная.
Terrible envy.
Что вы?
People are following him. You know, it is terrible. People are following him.
Он совращает народ.
He seduces the people.
Гордыня.
Pride. Envy.
Ненависть.
And here comes hatred.
Прекрасно.
How did it end? We know perfectly well.
Решением высшего суда.
The decision was made by the highest court and he was condemned to death. This was the end of his mission, as it seems. His closest disciples were afraid. The gospel says that they gathered secretly in the room, locking the doors behind themselves, for nobody to come in incidentally and not to see how they suffered because of the death of their teacher. Everything collapsed. And what was next? An amazing thing.
Ведь не просто эти ученики прятались.
It's not just these disciples hid. There was persecution.
Вспомните эту историю.
Just remember the story, the dramatic story.
Как был побит камнями.
How Stephen, first martyr, was killed. He was stoned. There was a persecution. Remember Saul and what he did with a great number of armed people. Who kept going from town to town or village, and all the Christians were brought by them to Jerusalem, captured and tortured. There was persecution, and not just some persecution, but there was a threat of terrible death.
Буквально,
to all the Christians.
And
just
10
or 20 years later, so soon, Rome, where there was full religious tolerance and freedom. So when the Romans conquered some people, they took the statues of the conquered people's gods, and they brought them to Rome, and there was built a separate temple called Pantheon, which means all gods, and the Roman people brought their all these gods and put them in there, and everyone who wanted from those conquered people who could come to this temple and worship their God. So Rome was the state of religious freedom, and suddenly something happened that was absolutely unheard of. Rome announced Christianity to be religia illicita. So it was illegal religion, and everyone who was a Christian had to be executed. The slogan read, all the Christians go to lions. So I guess you saw you saw movies, you know, watched these movies.
So
this is terrible. There is a bunch of Christians on the circus arena, and behind them there are bars behind which there are lions. And suddenly, in front of thousands of people, these bars start going up, and lions jump out from behind it. They are hungry lions, and they jump on this bunch of Christians. There are yells, screams, blood, and the spectators roar with delight.
Недозволенная религия.
So the illegal religion it was.
О вопросе, который так и остается
so let alone
вопросом, как
the question, how did it happen?
Что вдруг имело отношение к христианам?
Why did it happen?
Только христианство,
because
этот запрет.
It was applied only to Christianity. Only Christianity became an illegal religion. Bolotov, our famous historian, says it was due to the fact that the Christians didn't worship the statues of the emperor. But it was strange for me to hear it. The Jewish people didn't worship the statue of the emperor either. But they were not persecuted. Their religion was not illegal, it was legal. Just Christianity became illegal. It is an open question, but let's leave it alone.
Начиная примерно 60-х годов,
about the year 60 AD, there was a terrible persecution.
You
remember when you studied the historical evidence of Christ's life,
what
Tacit says, what was being done. Christians were burned alive. Neron gave his gardens, and when the evening came, people were being burnt alive, so they were tied to pillars, and people yelled, and they were burning. Oh my God! So this persecution, as you know, kept on going with some breaks. There were 10 waves till the year 313. I repeat, the year 313. It's 250 years of persecution. Here is the following question. Who could become a member of this religion, knowing perfectly well that if someone tells on you, you will be tortured to death, and that's it. Who would become a Christian? Imagine it today. Just imagine what would be today. If you're a Christian, the least is you will be just shot dead, but the worst thing we'll find. And this should be shown on TV, what is being done to these fanatics that believe in some Christ. You will show terrible tortures they have to endure, and how this poor victim is suffering. And out of those who were Christians, some would remain and suffer to death. But the question is, who would want to be converted to this faith? Please show me these people.
Что мы видим?
What do we see?
Мы видим,
we see
что христианство,
that Christianity,
несмотря на этот ужас,
despite this terror,
не только сохранилось,
didn't just survive,
но Константин,
but Constantine the Great,
если хотите, вынужден был в определенной степени издать свой манифест,
announce it to be a legal religion.
И тут же началось
at
мощное
once
движение,
there came a great movement,
когда в церковь стало входить множество
and many people
людей.
Started entering the church.
Как это может быть?
How is it possible?
Это, чем это объяснить?
How can it be
Иногда
explained?
Указывают на мусульманство,
Sometimes
но
they tell us of
История мусульманства показывает, как оно распространялось огнем и мечом.
How did their religion spread?
Это неудивительно,
by force.
Что там под страхом смерти
so
принимали,
no
оно расширялось
then,
и так далее.
That it was
Буддизм
spreading,
называют,
gradually spreading,
простите,
because people were threatened
Но
to be killed unless converted.
Принц.
Buddhism, Buddha,
was a prince,
so every town or village
человека.
Was really happy to see
учеников.
This great man.
Скончался
he had
мирно.
Numerous disciples. He died peacefully, surrounded by them.
И остался почитаем. Никто не гнал.
And he remained worshipped, so there
а
was no persecution.
Удивлял очень многих.
And his wisdom surprised many people, amazed them, and many people accepted it. And this half religion and half philosophy
что
still exists. So what else can we name? There wasn't such a case in history. So I mean, this scale. The religion survived for centuries, religion that wasn't just persecuted, but it was violently destructed. How can we explain it? There are no outer explanations, political, social,
economical,
just no explanations.
Объясни, что были фанатики.
You can say there
Я
were
говорю,
fanatics, but I'm telling you,
веке.
They could have dealt with fanatics in the first century.
Иисуса. Все очень быстро.
Very fast.
А тут что продолжается?
But it didn't happen.
Тут что происходит?
What's going on?
Мы имеем исторический документ.
We have the historical
что
documents.
Что произошло в Пятидесятнице?
What happened on Pentecost? When Peter was preaching.
Сразу почему-то такое сразу тысячи
For some reason, thousands of people.
Обратились.
Converted to Christianity, and later on, despite persecution, people got converted. What happened? Why? Please explain me why.
Я еще раз говорю, никаких внешних причин вы не найдете, кроме тех, о которых прямо говорит история.
That can be found in history.
Никогда такого не было.
It never happened.
Чтобы Человек,
It never happened that a person who got converted to Christianity received unbelievable gifts that amazed all around them. So these were the gifts that Christ promised to his disciples after resurrection. So the sign that you are my disciples will be that you will cast out demons, purify leprosy, heal the sick, you will return the dead to life. And that's what was happening. And when this was happening, you understand perfectly well. So this means that the word was spreading. Here is some great power. There is the God that is unbelievable. There are miracles and signs. Just take a look at how right now people are looking for miracles. It's always the same. And then they saw them, what Christians did. But what's more serious, something that attracted people, and people wanted to come to a Christian for themselves, their son, their daughter, to get healed. But what else? What felt those people who got converted to Christianity? What they felt inside and what they shared and everybody knew it was true. They felt such good in their soul, compared to which everything earthly lost any value. So all earthly happiness was of no value. People were ready to be tortured. They wanted actually to shame those people. But as Martyr Евстратий said, these tortures are our happiness. So such great people as George,
по нашим званиям это кто-то маршал,
so he's a general, if we speak modern language, or Dmitry from Saloon. So their greatness, actually amazed people. They have never seen anything of the kind. It's not for nothing that there is a term in the history of Christianity, the age of extraordinary gifts. It is the first century. The first century was indeed the age of extraordinary gifts,
which actually
were received not just by some great, reverent, holy people, but just a regular person converted to Christianity received these gifts, and these gifts amazed everyone. So there was direct and obvious action of the divine power in Christians. And only this can explain how Christianity survived facing those terrible persecutions and tortures that they had to undergo in the first century. So this is the only explanation. There are no other explanations. They do not exist. So nobody would ever get converted to this religion. Just imagine this right now. Anybody who converts to Christianity will be killed. So first, the first people who will be killed are those who do not reject Christ, and then their family, their friends. So who will want to become a Christian? Who would want to enter this church? Nobody. Here is the reason. So, my dear friends, I call it the historical argument, which amazes indeed. Not in any single religion you can ever find anything of the kind. You can find many, some small parties, maybe organizations like revolutionary or criminal, or of any kind, maybe sincerely convinced people like revolutionaries. I mean, these are small groups which disappeared very soon. They were ready to die. Yes, indeed, they were ready to die because they were convinced. And I really admire all the people who are sincerely convinced. It is very pleasant to work with them, even if they are wrong, but they are sincerely mistaken. But sincerely, they are not fanatics. There is a great difference, you know, because if a person is sincerely mistaken, they believe that something is true, but the truth says, please come and take a look, we'll discuss it. But a fanatic would say, I have nothing to discuss with you. Like 2 + 2, it's 3.5, and I have nothing to talk to you about. So it's terrible, because, you know, fanatics are always proud. But on the contrary, the truth is open to everybody, and it says, please come and take a look. So what I'm saying, that what Christianity was about, please come and take a look and understand for yourself. It seems to me it is a very serious argument. If you disagree, please You're welcome to speak, let's discuss. But in my opinion, it is a very strong argument indeed. But it is not the only one. I'd like to attract your attention to some other things now, not the historical sides, but some points that touch the essence of Christianity, some issues that amaze us. Here, in front of us, and you're sitting here with me, so in front of us, there is a gathering of representatives of all world religions, and we are asking them questions. Please tell us, according to your religious convictions, according to your religion, who will get saved? You, you're welcome, please speak. They are all unanimous. A person who actually, whose life complies with the law of their religion, who lives in accordance with the law. So it's such a stupid question we are being answered. You are so stupid. So you should live according to the commandments and you will get saved. If you don't, well, you will face the consequences. So all the religions have always thought like this, and the Jewish religion was the same, and suddenly this poor homeless person who is being followed by the stupid people says, what? I came to call to repentance not the righteous people, but the sinners.
Well, okay, repentance.
You can call for repentance, okay, you can worship, repent, and you will become righteous. But why didn't you come to the righteous people? What is it? And what does this mean? So, woe on you, hypocrites!
Обличает всех тех, кто свято исполнял закон Моисея.
He exposed the people who kept the commandments, who lived in accordance with the law of Moses. What was this law? At that time, they turned to the religion of the Old Testament into actual outer worshipping, the cult. What should be done? Like you went to the market, came home. Please, wash yourself to get purified. Maybe pagans were at the same market. Then wash your benches, bowls, cups. On Saturday, please don't walk more than you are allowed to walk on Saturday. How long is this?
Like
1 kilometer and 1,100 meters. And that's it. And so on. So don't carry anything. So outer cult. You have to make sacrifices, and Christ says, not a man for Saturday, but a Saturday for a man. To the sick person who he healed, he said a terrible thing. Take your burdens and walk. And it was Saturday. Oh my God! He's not from God. He doesn't keep the Saturday. Can you imagine to which state of consciousness you can come? This amazing healing is not from God. Why? Because he has to carry his burdens on Saturday. So a Saturday became their God. Thus, a woman captured in sin, a group of people, ardent people, they are bringing her to Jesus Christ. And we captured her in sin. Teacher, please say, what should we do? According to the law of Moses, we should stone her.
Okay, go on. So he bowed and was writing something with his finger on the ground. And they insist, tell us what to do. You and your mercy, speak. And suddenly he looks up and says, which of you has no sin, be the first one to throw a stone at her.
Wow,
it's like a cold shower for them. They're poor, holy people in, you know, quotes.
So,
who will get saved in all religions? The righteous people in all the world religions, including the religion of the Old Testament. Righteous people will get saved, sinners, well, they are to blame. And who was the first one to enter paradise? Well, this is out there so much. It's a challenge, it's actually blasphemy. He's a bandit who was duly crucified. He admitted to it himself. And you will be in paradise with me today. What is it?
Откуда же все это?
Where does it all come from?
Сам он родился в иудейской среде.
He was born among the Jewish people, in the Jewish religion.
Кажется, в ее понимании.
His parents brought him up in the Jewish religion. He knew perfectly well the law of Moses, which surprised many. And suddenly, such a revolution. It was a revolution.
Мы слишком привыкли, не понимаем даже революции настоящие.
We don't realize it's a real revolution. It turns out that a person who gets saved is not the one who complies with all the minor things in the law. But who gets saved? What does he preach? A person gets saved if they indeed see themselves as a sinner and say, please God have mercy on me.
So,
a person who said, I get what I deserve, please remember me in your kingdom of heaven. A person who actually repented.
Еще не знали фактически.
This has never ever been known. Yes, in the Old Testament there were some cases, like the prophet David in his Psalm 50. He repents, but this was long forgotten at the time. And suddenly he preaches it. God is love. And not Ordnung. Ordnung is order in German, which is more important than anything. He's not a judge, not a blind judge. No, not a judge, but love, who is ready to answer to any sigh of remorse, any sigh of realization themselves as a sinner. So why am I talking of it? You should realize you started the religion of the Old Testament, that these things couldn't just be said by one of the Jewish men living at the time, and they couldn't just come up to it. This only could be said by a person and God, and it wasn't just said. It was announced as the teaching with the power. He didn't speak just as a theologian or a Pharisee. It was a new teaching. Where can we find it in human sources? Where was it taken from? It is indeed just divine revelation, divine Spirit that could speak of it. So indeed, Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God. So one more argument, not an argument, but a series of arguments that
хорошо знакомы.
You should be well acquainted with.
С чем-то вы уже знакомились,
you know,
по крайней
some
мере,
of them,
по
to some extent.
Догматическому богословию вы
when
прекрасно
started...
знаете.
Dogmatics.
А сейчас я вам покажу именно апологетический аспект
I will show you
этих истин,
с тем,
чтобы вы могли воспользоваться этим оружием, потому что это именно оружие.
Indeed,
вы же должны действительно показать, что это аргумент. Какие же вероучительные истины мы видим в христианстве, которые являются фактически, некоторые из них, многие из беспрецедентными, и которые ну никак,
and
никакой человек,
can,
сколько
no
он не думал, не мог бы в такой россыпи сразу предложить вам раз и насыпал вам.
And in such amount, you know, there are many truths. And actually how against the religion which he was a sincere and real member of, and suddenly he changed the whole direction. So we are speaking of the main dogmas. What are they? The first and foremost and unprecedented,
which с огромнейшим трудом
is accepted with great difficulty.
И принимается,
it was being accepted with great difficulty, is accepted with great difficulty, and it will be accepted with great difficulty
in
all religions.
В которой вырос
but
Христос.
First of all, we speak Кто of the religion Бог? Of the Old Testament. Who
Кто
is God?
Бог?
Who
Мы
is
говорили,
God?
Я только сейчас кратко скажу.
We just spoke of it.
Это милосердный,
he is merciful,
судья,
fair judge,
который распределит всех по полочкам.
Who will judge fairly?
Одного наказывает, другого награждает.
Some have to be punished, others
у
have to be
сгорел
awarded.
Дом, а у меня нормально.
So my neighbor's
значит,
home was burnt.
Вы можете делать, кто я? Значит?
So and mine
И кто
is
он?
Okay. So what
у
does
него
it mean?
Сгорел дом.
What does it
значит,
mean? He's
грешник.
He is
а
a sinner,
праведник.
And me,
Видите,
I'm
хорошо.
A righteous person. You
Когда
see how well...
Случится, это что-то,
but
это значит,
if this happens
такой,
to me,
только,
oh, I will say that it's someone else's fault,
Бог,
because I can't be a sinner, it's obvious. So
судья.
You see, God is Христос a fair judge. Jesus Christ says no. He is not a fair judge. How can he be a fair judge when the first man to enter paradise was a bandit, a criminal? So where is this justice? What sort of justice is it? And when this liar and corrupted man actually took great taxes from
Какая
people more than he had to.
Женщиной? Если
and
так
with
попусти,
this woman,
то во что превратится народ?
You know, if
что
you allow
будет?
This,
что будет дальше?
What will happen to our people?
Что проповедует?
What is he preaching?
Бог любовь есть.
God is love.
Ну причем какая любовь?
And
он
what
будет
sort of love?
С этим,
so you
с этим
have
аргументом.
To be careful with this argument.
Речь идет не о том, чтобы гладить по головке, а о том, что это любовь истинная, то есть какая
doing everything a person wants.
Любовь.
No, this is
правильная
true.
Любовь.
So this is the correct love.
Помните, постоянно приводили. Аппендицит.
So you know, it's like you have hernia, you have to be operated, but you don't have to be given painkillers.
Да, прошу, прошу, ой, спасибо.
So you're given painkiller.
Вот еще таблеточку.
Does it hurt? No, no, it doesn't hurt anymore. But then, oh, and a person is being carried to the graveyard. No, so the correct love has to operate a person.
Слышите? Когда он говорит Бог любовь,
you see,
а то
when
это
we
знаете,
say
понимаешь,
God is love,
это все какое-то как сисюканье какое-то сладкое.
It is sometimes ridiculously understood. So it is the correct love.
Вот кто есть Бог.
That's who God
который
is.
Смотрит на состояние души человеческой
God looks
и соответственно своим промыслу помогает человеку.
Providence. He helps a person to realize their state of soul, their sins, helps to remorse to the extent it is possible. So God is a loving doctor, not a fair judge.
So Allah,
in the religion of Islam, He is a merciful and fair judge. So this is the outright teaching of Muslims. I remember we discussed it in Tehran. You know, Muslims were surprised and they actually protested when we said that being fair, being a fair judge, isn't as high as being love.
If we
act fairly in our life, according to justice, our life will turn into hell. Because we understand justice differently. You know, a husband and a wife quarreled, and they both believe themselves to be right. So they blame everything on each other. So where is this justice, and what is actually justice?
Толкование апостола Павла. Понимаете, какое вам дается глубокое?
So you see, they
запомните?
Always blame everything on each other.
Только начните по справедливости.
So if
говорят,
we act according to justice, it will turn to hell. You know, the worst thing is justice. You know, sometimes in airports there are protests. When the workers say, we will act according to justice and to law, it is terrible because planes come late, they can't take off, there is anarchy and mayhem in airports. So you know, if we live according to the law of justice, it is impossible. If there is no mercy, if there is no love, you know, it will become terrible. So to sum up, to stand up
to
such dogmas of all religions, to go against this dogma of all religions and the religion of Old Testament, that God is not a fair judge, but God is love. And that's why criminal was the first one to enter paradise, and not the first priest who was the first one to enter paradise, and not a Pharisee, and not a theologian, but a person who sees their sinful state, repents.
Oh,
this is such a new principle of salvation. The first principle of spiritual life. Why is this an argument? This should be explained. Why? Because this has never happened before. Jesus Christ was the first one to speak of it.
Да и не только, а в самом сознании людей
even
справедливость,
in the conscience of people,
то высшее,
you know that justice is the highest thing they can dream of. And Christ showed that this is so unwise, that justice is the lowest actual level of morality. But we don't even have that, but this is a different question. But this is the lowest one.
Вот так.
Without love, there is no right life.
А возьмите другой догмат.
And another dogma.
Кого называют спасителем?
Is called the savior.
Я говорю не о религии сейчас говорю.
I'm not talking about religions right now, but in general.
Это кто? Полководцы, герои, президенты, цари.
They are usually presidents, czars, generals.
Цари, которые устраивают жизнь.
Those people who set up the principles of justice and the life according to it, those ones who protect the poor, help the sick, those who make the best laws, isn't it obvious?
August.
Oh, yes.
Такой был император римский.
There was an emperor August in Rome
эпох.
On the edge of epochs. here is who the Savior is, the person who will give panem and circensus, you know, bread and shows in abundance.
There
the Savior indeed. So he will abolish slavery, he will destruct corruption and many other things. You see, panem and circensus. So prosperity on earth, it is prosperity on earth. But what does Christianity say? Who is the Savior? A crucified God. In history it has never happened before. Can you imagine God being crucified in order to save the mankind? It is impossible. God will never agree to it. Why would God suffer? And for whom? Why would God suffer for his terrible people? It has never happened before. So, Jesus Christ, what did he save from? What did he give to people? What laws did he give? What bread did he give? He was not an emperor. He couldn't have done it. He was some poor homeless man. What is Christianity preaching? He was not just a homeless man, but he was crucified as the worst of the criminals. Apostle Paul said, perfectly, he said, we preach a crucified Christ who seduces the Jewish. Of course, they are being seduced. Why? Because they thought that Messiah, Messiah, as men said, that Messiah was an emperor who would provide unprecedented prosperity on earth for all the Jewish people. So we preach a crucified Christ who seduces the Jewish people. And for Hellenes, which doesn't just mean the Greek people, but means all the representatives of the other religions, it is just crazy for them.
В нашем земном because благоустройстве.
It is considered stupid to be called a savior, to call a savior a person who did nothing in our earthly understanding.
Причем,
he brought no prosperity, no proper laws, no proper
bread.
So, you know, there are so many unbelievable teachings on earth. But what do we see here? It's not just fantasies. Do you see the depth of teaching? The depth? What are we talking about? We are talking about the salvation that changes the human nature, that cures the human nature, and a person out of the demon-like state becomes an angel-like creature. A person actually comes to the real greater good. So you see, this is not a utopia, but the reality, the ideal which can be reached. So the salvation is what? What is salvation? Salvation is the state of being healed from passions and sins. Salvation is not outer earthly prosperity. Because earthly prosperity without inner healing is just self-deception. You know, you can have everything on earth, but you can die. You see, one of the richest men in Russia died at the age of 40, and everyone is so surprised. But anybody can die at any moment, and nobody knows when. So it is reckless to see the sense of life in earthly prosperity when you can die at any moment. So you spend all your powers for making money and becoming more prosperous, and then a person dies.
Это не трудно. Так надо постараться.
Maybe people do not want to understand it, because it is so easy to understand, but people are unwilling to understand it.
Чтобы помочь человеку
because we preach a person who did everything for a person to become godlike, to change, to get the eternal life, and not a moment of this earthly life, which is like a bubble, which actually bursts. So our earthly life is like a bubble, and we do not know when it
вот такое решительное заявление о том, что Спасителем является не Мессия иудейский, не Август Римский,
the Savior is not the Jewish Messiah, not the Roman August, but this crucified man,
как вы помните, из послания к евреям,
is God and man, and by means of his sufferings, he healed the human nature. He healed
совершенно
the human
не в том смысле,
nature
что он был
via his sufferings.
Не об этом пишет. Он был свят и совершенен.
So he was holy and perfect spiritually and morally, and he healed. He was God, and he took our human nature, and with his sufferings and resurrection,
вот,
he healed our human nature from all these sins and wounds, and that's what our holy fathers claim as one unanimously. That's what is being preached, and indeed it is depth. And did just a man make it up? Where can you find it in the history of philosophy? Where can you find somewhere in the history of the human thought anything of the like?
Nowhere.
Isn't it the best argument? So this is the argument in favor of the fact that Jesus Christ was God indeed, and that his religion is divine, and it has divine origins. We should know it, and especially at modern times. There is one more argument.
Пророческий.
The prophetic argument. So many prophecies actually amaze people.
Предсказателей много.
You know, there are many people who could predict the future. But please try to find one of the like, who has so many prophecies, and of what kind.
We do not
name these prophecies that, like in the first chapters, Jesus Christ tells you something, and in the last chapters these prophecies come true. No, this can be made up, but we speak of the prophecies that came true so much later. They are so numerous. Do you remember? Suddenly, the gospel writer Lucas writes, it's amazing, a 15-year-old young woman said a phrase, and he put it down, from now on, all the people will worship me. And he puts it down, being sure that this is the divine voice, and indeed,
nowadays,
you can't find anyone who has been more worshipped than the Virgin Mary. Everywhere where Christianity is being preached, she has been worshipped as the greatest among the people. Please try to find such a prophecy of the kind. So gospel is not a simple book, and Christ's prophecies about the upcoming events in Jerusalem and the Jewish people, he says, I'm telling you, here nothing will remain intact, everything will be destroyed. This was said in the beginning of the 30s years, and you remember from history, in 60s and 70s years, there was a protest, and what was going on? It was terrible, as he said, such a thing didn't happen from the beginning of the world. The city was surrounded, and every Jew who tried to leave the city was captured and was crucified, and all Jerusalem was surrounded by the crosses. Mothers were eating their children. So terrible. And at last it was taken. How many people suffered? It happened in the 70s years, and the Gospels were written.
Сейчас критика уже определила.
So much earlier.
Матфея,
so the Gospel from Matthew in the 40s.
Эти синоптические Евангелия.
Was written in the 40s.
Максимум 50-х годах. И точное исполнение такого страшного пророчества.
Exactly. Such a terrible prophecy. And Jesus Christ said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by the armies, you know what will come next, the destruction. And those in Judah should go to the mountains. And those who were in the cities leave the city, and many Christians remember these words, so they fled and got saved.
Знаете, Библию это брюссельское издание Нового Завета, где большое, огромное приложение историческое, да,
and
там прямо написано, что Матфей составил свое Евангелие по всей вероятности около 62-го года после Рождества Христова, от Луки в 63-м году,
from Lucas
вот,
in the year 63. So I'm sorry, I said in the 40s. So you see, 62, 63. And Jerusalem was destructed in the year 70. So I'm saying the Gospels were written in the year 62-63, but the words were told by Jesus Christ earlier.
Значение слова вселенная.
So the prophecy that gospel will be preached in the whole universe.
Означало в то время.
So there are two meanings of the word universe.
Икуменос.
At the time it meant just the Roman Empire, because it was regarded as the world empire. And in this meaning, indeed, gospel was preached throughout the whole Roman Empire, in this direct meaning of the word. But we can think deeper. So the preaching of gospel spread wider than the Roman Empire, and it keeps spreading. And it was said, I'm reminding you, when there was a great persecution of Jesus Christ and his disciples, such an optimistic prophecy for that time about the future of Christianity. When the Son of Man comes back to earth, will he find faith on earth? You see, this is contradiction. On the one hand, it will be preached everywhere. On the other hand, when he comes, so he's speaking of the end of history, will he find faith on earth? Oh, what a terrible prophecy it is. If we
в розовых очках,
if we do not just deceive ourselves, we will realize that indeed in the whole world
деградация.
We can contemplate the spiritual degradation right now. And first of all,
which is most striking,
this is the moral degradation of Christianity. So we can see it everywhere in the Western Christianity. In the Western Christianity, meaning Protestants and Catholics who have the main commandment, just go looking what to eat, what to drink, and what to be dressed in, and the kingdom of heaven will just go with it. You know, don't forget this commandment.
You see,
gospel was wrong. So this is what the contemporary Christianity is about. If you take a look, you will realize that it is so indeed. What all the activity of Christians is aimed at, what the prayers are aimed at, what the pleadings are aimed at, everything is aimed at this earthly prosperity, what to eat, what to drink, and what to get dressed into, meaning that we need earthly prosperity and the kingdom of heaven is not so interesting, because today I am alive and I will die tomorrow. So that's why our Lord warned, you can't serve to God and to mammon, meaning earthly prosperity, because you will love one and hate another one. There is one more amazing prophecy of Christ's about the appearance of pseudo-Christs and false prophets. We can contemplate it throughout the whole history. And now, do you remember Grabovoi, who promised to rise from the dead the children of Beslan? You see, these frauds, it's unbelievable. Виссарион, you know, who established this, and these poor people actually sell their apartments and go there, and he's traveling across the world. And I don't even want to get started on Christ's prophecies about persecution of Christians. You remember it all perfectly well. So how everyone will betray you, friends and relatives, and so on and so forth. You remember it, and it all came true. And just keep in mind that it can all happen again. You shouldn't think it's all in the past.
You know, what is very
amazing for me, the following prophecy. You remember a woman who actually anointed Christ's feet with oil.
Разбила его этим миром драгоценным миром.
She broke a bar of oil and she cried on his feet,
and she towelled
them with her hair. Can you imagine? And what Christ said, I'm telling you, whenever gospel will be preached in the whole world, there will be words in her memory and what she did. How touching it is. And it came true. It was written down. Until now, we remember her. And we remember her with reverence. Who? Her, a sinner,
who,
according to the Jewish traditions, should have been stoned. And she said, in the whole world, her memory would remain. So the prophecies about how the mankind will get filthier and how people will morally degrade. And you know, it seems now that it always existed. There were people like this. But what we are talking about right now, this prophecy, what does it speak of? Never in the mankind did it happen that there are such means of actually bringing dirt in people's life as we currently have. So television, internet, radio, and so on. Theater. I had a conversation recently with one man who said he went to opera Boris Godunov, and he left the theater because it was all so filthy. Yes, indeed, it has never happened before, my dear friends. You see what a prophecy it is.
Самым, конечно, замечательным, самым интересным.
And one more prophecy.
Пророчество – это самое интригующее об Антихристе.
Very intriguing about Antichrist.
Может, его еще нет?
We can say, well, еще he нет, doesn't да? Exist yet.
Нет,
really?
Не
doesn't he? You don't
не
believe?
Верите уже.
Don't you see?
Уже.
We have his shadow.
Франциск говорит, у нас один Бог с иудеями.
Pope says
какой
we
Бог?
Have
Христос?
One God with
нет,
the
нет,
Jewish
нет,
people.
Христе, забудьте,
what
его,
God?
Вон.
Christ? No, forget about Christ.
Один уже
one
Бог.
God with the Jewish people.
Христианство.
So it's Jewish Christianity. We will meet
Христа.
Christ together.
Боже мой.
Oh my God.
Что такое?
What is happening?
И он предупреждает, когда
and
увидите мерзость запустения,
причённое
через пророка Даниила, стоящее на святом месте.
In the holy place, as
Saint
Prophet Daniel said.
Месте.
So, abomination of desolation in the holy
что
place,
такое?
What is it?
Когда в церквах
when in churches,
место на учение,
instead of
человеческой жизни,
of the right human life, of the Christian life,
начнется проповедь о чем угодно, только не о жизни
we will see the sermons about anything, but about the Christian life, about any questions, outer questions. It is very easily can happen that we come to the stage when in the holy place there is the abomination of desolation, and this, my dear friends, will be something terrible, and it's obvious that this man of sin,
sin,
this son of hell, as Apostle Paul says very strongly,
когда он появится, этот лицемер,
when he appears,
этот обманщик,
this hypocrite,
который
воспользуется
научно-техническим прогрессом, как воспользуется?
The scientific,
вы сейчас
technological progress,
через эти средства массовой
how?
Информации, чем нас напичкивают,
today,
зомбируют буквально.
By means of mass media, people are getting so much manipulated, and gradually these means will become stronger and stronger.
We
are absolutely controlled even right now. So there is any information on any person. If you need to find out anything, you can easily do this. And soon, people will be chipped. We will need these plastic cards no more. And there will be no more money. And you will have no other choice. So if you want to purchase something, you have money. You don't have money, you have a card. And then you will be told, you don't need a card. You can just have a chip.
Но это что такое?
But what is this?
И там вся информация
there
и о вас,
the
о вашем состоянии.
You,
и вы только через это можете что-то получить, что-то продать.
By means of this
само
you
по
can
себе, кажется, это
trade
техническое
purchase,
средство,
sell.
Удобнее все.
You see,
но
of course, it is a convenient
связано?
Means, but what can be done via it?
За человеком какой контроль?
The person can be
пожалуйста,
so much
я не
controlled.
Пожалуйста, контролируйте.
Well, I'm not a criminal, please. You can control
пожалуйста.
Me. I'm not afraid of anything. You can control me
да.
As much as you wish. Of course.
Пока касается просто этой внешней жизни.
until it is just about our horizontal life, of course, but when all the people and all the mankind will say, here is the Savior of the world, and not some Jesus from Nazareth, and you have to say it, and you don't say it, and there you will be just switched off. You come to the supermarket and you have no money.
And
do you recognize that he is the Savior? Do you understand that this is the real Christ, the Messiah, who has come? Do you recognize him? No? Okay, it's up to you. But you have nothing, and nobody will give you, because if someone gives you, they are controlled in the same way as everyone else. Somebody who wants to give you something will be switched off from the resource as well. So what are we going to? We are coming back to the first centuries of Christianity, and we will very soon come to it. There are many chips in many countries, and of course, it is spreading, gradually spreading. It will be in all the countries, and we have no other choice. There will be no money, and the Christians will face this either or. Either you starve, or you recognize. Do you understand what future holds for the people? So it's obvious. So earlier it was like fantasies or something, but today no, in many countries, like Sweden, the citizens of Sweden do not use money anymore, just plastic cards. Money still exists, but as there are many tourists, they have to use money, but cards for the citizens. You see, it's growing. There will be no legal measures, there will be no laws. So the money will naturally disappear. You will have the bank card, please. Use it.
А потом, оказывается, банковская карта все меньше и меньше работает.
The card will be working less and less, and you will have to put in this thing, and then, of course, you will be absolutely controlled, and then, at the proper moment, anything can be done to you.
Или вы признаете, either или не признаете actually recognize Спасителя мира,
the Savior of the world,
этого негодяя, or you do not recognize
him, this liar, hypocrite, this proud man,
который себя объявит Богом,
who will announce himself God, and most probably he will be seated in the Jerusalem temple, because Apostle Paul speaks of it. So Christ spoke of what? Such a prophecy. Did it come true? Not yet. But there are no grounds for a person who analyzes all the modern life. There are no grounds to doubt this. And it was said 2,000 years ago. So I enumerate some prophecies. Not just some prophecies. These are the most serious prophecies. And you can't just say that just some person could just speak about this. What is it? It is just stupidity or mockery. It is an unbelievable thing that speaks of the divine origins of Christ and his religion.